It was in the late 60s, early 70s. I was working at Fairfax Hospital, and after you work in a hospital for a while, you sort of get your finger on the pulse, and everything was abuzz one evening. There was talk that President Nixon might actually come to visit someone. The whole building was talking about it. I remember I was working in an area where he would probably be coming to, and I actually started thinking, what would I say to the president if I had the opportunity to talk to him that evening? What would I want to ask him? A number of years later, when President Bush went to Safe Harbor to sign a bill, he drove right by the end of our house, the end of our drive. He didn't stop, but he drove right by. And my question is this morning, what is there about someone famous, someone that is in a position of power, that there is just something about we would like to meet him, but when we do meet, we're not sure what to say? There was a lad in the scriptures who ran into the house one day, and I'm making this up, I can't turn to the scripture and get these details, but there was a lad that ran to his mom. Mom, guess who's coming to town? I heard say that Jesus, the man that was doing all the miracles in Jerusalem, is coming by. Can I go with the crowd and hear what he has to say? Maybe I even get to see a miracle. Wouldn't that be great? Well, you can go, son. Here, let me fix you a lunch. I can't fix you much. We don't have a lot of money right now. Dad's payday isn't until next week. All I've got is 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. But I think that'll hold you over. Doug's sermon last week sort of set the stage for this one. If we realize what God's love is, if we understand how much God loves us and cares for us, it changes our perspective completely. The title of my message this morning is, What is in Your Basket? I would like to do 3 things this morning. First of all, read a text. I'm going to read some verses from John 6, is where we'll start, then go to Matthew 14. Want to look at some options at the predicament the disciples saw themselves in, and there's 4 options that I see that they looked at. And then we want to conclude with a practical application and look at 3 suggestions. Reading from John 6, verses 1 through 14. I will be reading from the New King James this morning. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up to the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may go eat? But this he said to test him, and he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread isn't sufficient for them, that every one of them might have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus answered, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then these men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, This is truly the prophet who has come into the world. Before we read the account in Matthew, I want to just make a few observations. In verse 1 here, he said, Now after these things, that caught my attention. What was going on just before this? What led up to this? Now after these things, Jesus had been in Jerusalem for some time healing the sick. Scribes and Pharisees had tried to set up a trap for him, put a man who couldn't walk in his midst. And it was on the Sabbath, so they wanted to see what he would do about it. He asked them some hard questions, and he went ahead and healed the man. The disciples had just been sent out by Jesus, returned. They were excited of all the miracles that had happened. But what was going on here? Jesus had wanted to get away from the crowd. He had just taken a 13-mile boat ride along the northern coast of the Sea of Galilee. But the crowd followed him to the mountains. There's times when we work with people, when we're in ministry, that we get a term I use sometimes to describe how I'm feeling in the evening is, Emma, I'm all peopled out. I need to get away. And that's scriptural. Jesus said, come ye apart and rest a while. And that's what Jesus was attempting to do here. Passover was just about to start. But until I was preparing for this meditation, I had completely missed what was going on in Jesus' life at this point, other than the things that I mentioned, that he was probably peopled out and just wanted to get away from people. He was looking for a deserted, quiet place. I'm going to take the time to read 21 verses from Matthew 14, and I want you to catch the setting that is leading up. What was going on in Jesus' life just prior to this? Matthew 14, verses 1 through 21. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. Therefore, these powers are at work in him. I want to pause for just a moment there. John had already been killed. This is Herod thinking back. His conscience is bothering. Has John the Baptist returned from the dead? For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore he promised with an oath to give whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head on a platter. And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oath and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given her. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to her. And she brought it to her mother. Then the disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. I want to make sure you catch verse 12. Then the disciples came and took away the body and buried it. They already had the funeral. And then they told Jesus. When Jesus heard it, he departed there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them. He still had compassion left, and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them here to me. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up into heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women.